Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to another edition of the Christopher Smith Show here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, doing this thing in the mornings now and for about the next 2 weeks. So I appreciate individuals that want to join me and come on over here and listen to what I got to say. I'm going to talk about something very near and dear to me, something that put me on this crusade that I am on and took me to school to learn proper court etiquette, had me speak to millions of people, speak at events, and help me understand women. I'm just going to tell you, the other side to being a father is having a wife. And I don't know what is the narrative. I don't know what the perspective is on individuals understanding that. It seems as though women don't want to understand that. It seems as though I have talked to a lot of women over my career. As I tell you guys now, I'm currently not in a relationship with my own mom. I don't speak to my own mom because it's no matter what, women are right, men are wrong. And I disagree with that because what men do is we stick around. We want to love. We want to build. That is a perfect platform if you want to engage in negative activity and have somebody sit there and beg you, please, let's do this right, please, for the kids. When you have negative intentions, when you're emotional and you don't want to listen, because the great Dave Ramsey says adults do what's right, children do what feels good. And to sit there as I did for 11 and a half years and fight a woman and be everything that I was supposed to be. And then I realized that I wasn't fighting for custody. I wasn't. I was not fighting for custody. For anybody that ever thinks that they are fighting for custody, for any father out there think you're fighting for custody, you need to go get your head examined. I'm telling you, I'm not bragging on myself, but I'm the best that ever did it. I applied my morals to a platform. I applied the morals in which I was taught, the morals that I have. I applied it to family and people. I came out the loser. I fought for 11 and a half years, and I came out the loser. It ain't even close. To walk down the street and see an individual with his pants hanging off his behind and in perfect harmony with a woman and have his kids, that is a great insult to the perspective and narrative of family that the woman that I bear the child with is violating. But I get one woman to understand that. I can't get one woman that I tell my story to right out the gate, and they immediately say, well, hell, I've been around this man. I respect his morals. He said things that cracked my mind open to another thought on a new level. He says what he means. He means what he says. The perfect platform to be a husband, the perfect platform to be a father. And to date, I talk to individuals and I can feel, oh, you're talking about women and we're kinetically connected. And for that, you will not talk about the things that you've been through. It's just the phantom. So I want to be clear about what I'm talking about here today on October the 19th, 2021. I had a baby with a woman named Atiyah LaShawn Bradley. For those that have been following me in my illustrious social media career, you know that when I mention your name, it's because I don't respect you. And then you also would know that when I mention your name, I put the date. And I put the date in there to ensure nobody will ever listen to this and don't have an idea as to when I said it. So they, because individuals feel as though it's slander, because that's adults know it's facts. Children think of it as slander. Those are the two mind states, people, that exist amongst the human species, childish and adult. All right? So today is the 19th of October, 2021, and Atiyah LaShawn Bradley used to beat on me. On June the 13th, Atiyah LaShawn Bradley put me in a hospital. Atiyah LaShawn Bradley then promised everybody I will go to therapy. Atiyah LaShawn Bradley's mother and I had a relationship, and Atiyah LaShawn Bradley's mother, Mary Bradley, said, oh, my daughter's got issues. I love them all, but I don't know what their problem is. Well, it was clear to me because I seen it when I came up. Akilah Sean Bradley got three sisters. Now, I'm not going to mention their name because I respect them. But three women and a mother, no man around. That's just emotional, bouncing off emotions. No communication is ever talked about. No communication proof. Excuse me, let me back that up. No proper communication is ever done. Everything is emotional. Everything is yelling. If there's anybody that ever want to sit down with me and challenge my perspective on why I think of estrogen the way I do, the testosterone the way I do, it'll be a long conversation. I'm willing to put money on it. Sit down and be a student as opposed to trying to rebuttal what I say because you're in your feelings. So, Akilah Sean Bradley put me in a hospital. When this woman put me in a hospital, she made the claim that, you know what, I know I got an issue and I need help. But then Akilah Sean Bradley got around her friends and they all said, no, the nigga need to accept you as you are. You see it on all social media postings. A man, this is the way I am. You see it on dating sites. You must accept me how I am. In other places, it's sacrifice. It's give a little, take a little. That's not how it is in a neighborhood where I'm from. It's I can be whatever I want. I can be childish. You got to accept that. So we're going to talk about something here today on the Christopher Smith Show, 31.1.com FM, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I appreciate you guys for being here. Honestly, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world. People, I fought for 11 and a half years to be a father. My resume went like this. Because my brother told me about an incident with my nephew, Chris. I went to pick my son up from school, and I seen kids in there throwing up gang signs. The next morning, I was getting my son transfer papers, and I took him out of that school. I then got a call from Akilah Bradley, and Akilah Bradley said, we need to talk. We need to. We're older now. We need to collaborate. It was all a ploy. And she said, I want to put her in school. Remember what my brother told me? I said, yeah, that'll work. So, you know, we got to do this. We got to do this together. The next morning, I went and spent $1,300, enrolled her daughter because I want to let women know. I've been trained. I know once a woman says something now, men are got to oblige. I know that, okay? So I put her daughter through school. Enrolled her daughter in school, excuse me. And what Akilah Bradley said was, I'm going to drop child support. We're just going to do this thing together. 4 months later, Akilah Sean Bradley, if you want to drop child support, you can go ahead down there. I said, well, what happened to us? Now I'm talking to a child. See, the Dave Ramsey complex. Adults do what's right. Kids do what feels good. Now I'm talking to a child. Now that person that called me, that person is gone. That person enjoys the fact that I'm picking up the child every day from school, eliminating after school care. And the other mother knows the stats, knows the numbers. Paying for private school every day. Picking a child up every day, eliminating after school care. Doing homework with the child and feeding a child every day. Never missed a day. Never missed a payment. Never made partial payments, said I can't, could you? Nothing. They say nobody's perfect. But my actions were. You can talk about me all you want. There will never, ever be flaws if I ever get to be a husband again, if I ever be a father, a parent again, a father again. I will not stress the woman that bare my child. She will be honored. The ground she walk on will be honored. The greatest gift a woman can give to a man is a child. Nothing trumps that. I want to be clear about that. But then Attila Sean Bradley showed me it's really not about the child. It's about me. It's not about a perspective of you being a father. It's not about that. It's about me wanting to be the boss. It's about me wanting to be in control. And I will be in control. All the things that you do, whatever, that's nothing. So for 11 and a half years, now I would say today, like a dummy, as smart as I am, as an intellectual I am, I'm here to tell you today on the 19th of October, fighting for custody was the dumbest thing I've ever did. And I want to be clear about something, how I rank it. Fighting for custody is the dumbest thing I've ever did. The second dumbest thing I've ever did, it will be, if you had to put them in a slot, it would be at 1,000. Numbers 2 to 99 would be empty. That is the gap on the distance of how dumb it was fighting to be a father. Welcome to the Christopher Smith Show for the 19th of October, 2021. I'm about to give it to you today. You better hold on to something. People, when people listen to me, they say, well, something's wrong with him. Women that I've told this to in the past said, so you mean to tell me if we have a child and listen to what I'm about to tell you, and something go wrong, you wouldn't fight for custody. Tell all those idiots in the past, why would you make me? And that right there is the pinnacle of what I've seen when it comes to relationships, especially in a community you call black. I've seen I can impose anything on the man, and when he don't do it, when he don't jump through hoops, when he don't allow me to be on my bullshit, I can easily dub him as he's a black man. You got to forgive me. Todd and Mary Smith did not raise the man you are listening to right now to deal with 1 second of that garbage, that piece of crap mentality. But the thing is, as long as the man is fighting, he will be determined on how many hoops is put before him. I want y'all to listen to what I'm about to say right now. I wrote this in my book. It's the Little Sarah scenario. Of course, the book that I wrote is When Dads Cry. You see, the relationship that I don't have with Atiyah Bradley's daughter will not be in vain. We will never resume a relationship again. The path in which we had on this earth and this time has met its demise. I'm okay with that now. The problem is you took an intellect and turned them into a rebel for the cause. I have spoken on many platforms only for individuals to try and insert another narrative to my perspective and then realize two things. I'm adamant, and the other thing, you're dead wrong. I had a woman tell me one time, yeah, I'm negative, but what my sister told you about me, I'm negative. It's not what you think. I said, there's never a positive negative. Negative is negative. And I'm going to say that here today. People, when I spoke on these platforms, I was attempted for individuals to try to get me to believe that fighting is honorable. Fighting is noble. I had to tell these two-bit dummies, so you're making me fight and you're not the problem? The way I fight is the problem. People, I am doing what the good Lord put me here for. I had an incident with a truck this weekend. And the incident that I had with the truck had two individuals I did not know say, I don't know you, bruh, but you real cool. My response to that was, don't take it personal, but the forces of bad and wrong gets no play with me. That person did wrong. I'm going to surrender this vehicle to you. There's many perspectives of this. No one will ever have me trade in my morals for bad. So when I was sitting on those platforms and I was talking, I had individuals in their emotions, of course, in their feelings, because I was doing something to a woman, as my mom has so eloquently told me back in May of 2019, and I haven't spoken to her since. So I always help individuals understand the narrative such as this. People, little Sarah is on her way to school. A van pulls up, tries to abduct little Sarah. Little Sarah fights off her abductor. Little Sarah is on Ellen. Little Sarah is on Steve Harvey, Oprah, and a host of other Good Morning America, Good Day New York. She fought off her abductor. And she's explaining it. And I kicked him in the ding-ding. Oh. And how did you know about his ding-ding? Fathers, we go to court and fight. And nobody looks at the reason that made us fight. My brain don't compute effective in which there's a version of that that's understandable. Until I wrote my book in 2019, I'm sorry, my book came out in August of 2019. People, my book was part one of my redemption. To write a manuscript and have individuals listen to my words that thousands of women disagreed with, thousands of women sent me messages, I've got emails, individuals that listened to my literature and said, and just was nasty. You're this, you're that. I get it. Guess what? I get it. But people, my resume for fighting goes deep. Squad leader in the military, union representative at the post office. I've always put people problems on my back. But when I tell the world that the woman is the problem, now I'm getting fired on. There's a problem. Nothing pierces my armor. Nothing. I will say what I mean, and I will mean what I say. The reason why you disagree with is because you are that in which I am talking about. So I fought, and I sat there, and I told them that narrative, and no one was able to rebuttal because those are true facts. A man will sit there and fight and fight and fight. I got an individual, a friend of mine, going through this nonsense right now. 2 weeks before Christmas, he was doing as a father supposed to do. Up until that point, for the 3 years and a half that his child was born, he came and got that child every day and every other weekend, because that's what I did. He did things in mirror of me. And then all of a sudden, a disgruntled mother, right before Christmas, said, you know what? I got to put some fuckery in the game. I got to be like the typical women in the community where I'm from. I got to pawn off this little bitch. Yeah, that's what they saying, a little child. I got to pawn off this little bitch. I got to pimp this little bitch. Now, people that know me know I don't use that word. But I'm saying that that's what the disgruntled mother think about their little daughters. He loves her more than he loved me. I'm going to pimp off this little bitch. Harsh, ain't it? Doesn't come close to what a father's go through. I need y'all to follow me today. So this individual goes and pick up his daughter, only to get, don't come around here. He activated Protocol Chris. Protocol Chris is what I'm telling you guys here today. National Fathers League, I'm up in this bitch. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, you get cocky on full swing when you get me talking about this here. He said, I'm going to activate Protocol Chris. And Protocol Chris says, we don't fight for it to be a father. Because in negativity, there are some individuals. When you're emotional, negativity is where you want to be. This is why individuals, when it comes to emotional, that's where they talk best at. But negativity gets no play in the logical. Negativity, I got to get you there. I got to get you some rah-rah, and I do that with this little bitch. I'm going to pimp this little bitch. And so she did. And for 10 months, she was waiting for him to call. Well, I want to see my kid. Why are you doing this? You know, logical men, especially when you're in that logical stuff deep, you'll never get that. We're on to you. So this individual said no. He would call from time to time. She's sleep. She this, she that. Only to get a woman that answers the phone with graceful attitude, like the crap happened yesterday. It's the same thing with Atiyah LaShawn Bradley. People, before, I haven't seen Atiyah Bradley's daughter. I haven't seen her like 6 years before that. The way we had custody, it was designed where we didn't even interact with each other. But in 3 years before 2009, and then 6 years before 2012. In 2012, people, after 3 years of not going to go pick Atiyah Bradley's daughter up, I found myself in court. And guess what? Now 6 years, I hadn't seen this child. Atiyah LaShawn Bradley was arguing like we had a fight 2 minutes before we came to court. So my friend gets a call this month. Now 10 months later, he gets a call. Hadn't seen his daughter since 2 weeks before Christmas, 2020. It is now October 2021. Then my friend gets a call. He calls to speak to his daughter, now 4 years old. He calls to speak to his daughter. She's asleep, but she told me she don't ever want to see you again. Oh, yeah? Yeah, you hit her. People, he ain't seen his daughter in 10 months. But this is what happens when a child ponders. This is what happens when you're in your emotions and your emotions are not successful. This is what happens. I would think that individuals would say, I know I'm like this. I need to pair up with somebody and we balance each other. I haven't seen that. I've seen full throttle with the bull. This individual is now, 10 months later, being accused of putting his hands on his daughter. Haven't seen her in 10 months. But this is what happens when negativity ponders, when negativity wants some feedback. I couldn't get you like I got the other individuals. Now I got to up the ante. People, this is why I say you're an absolute idiot if you ever fight for 1 second to be a father. Train the world to have them look at the individual that's making you fight. And that's what my quest has been, and it will continue to be that. I will talk about women because they afford me content. Or should I say, I will talk about females and disgruntled mothers because they afford me the content. I want to apologize to all the mothers out there. But this is what's going on. And the reason why I live the way I live, I created a zone for myself and I afforded myself. People, I created this career that I have. It didn't exist before I did it. Yeah, it didn't exist. People, I helped over 200,000 individuals in my career. I don't need a pat on the back. I don't have nobody in my corner to say, you know what, that's my man. I know me and my kids going to be all right because that man is leading us. Nope. It's not like that in the community where I'm from. It's we don't need no nigga. I will never submit to a man. We are just the enemy. Another story. But I want to be clear about what I'm talking about here today on the Blog Talk Radio Network, 98.3.com FM. I want to be clear about something. No good men here. I'm sorry. Deadbeat dads here. I don't want you to come. No. Let me back that up. Deadbeat dads here. When are you coming to see the child? That's what deadbeat dads hear. Fathers here, I don't want you to come see this child. And the reason is because you want to, I don't want you to. I want women out there to listen to something I'm about to say. There's a narrative in the man in the world of men. And this is an insight. Whatever you want from a woman, do the opposite. Do the opposite. Let me repeat what I just said. There's a narrative in the world of men. Whatever you want from a woman, do the opposite. People, I study women. I love women. There was a study out back in 2008 or so, 72% of all women are bipolar. Not my study. There's a study out that says women are the number one initiators and aggressors in domestic disputes. I didn't do the study. It's just that the arena that I am in, I have to teach these to my clients to help them understand, back up, to understand what you're doing. A woman will listen to this and get offended. And I want to be clear. No one is going to change my perspective on this. I lived it. It is a story, unfortunately, that I am telling. I want to be clear on that. People, happiness that only you can put the ingredients for it in your life. Let me say that again. I'm going to slow it down. Happiness is something only you can put the ingredients in your life for it. You want a narrative to what I'm saying right here today? Check this out. If there's a person out there that like to molest the children, do you think buying a PS5 is happiness for him or her? Nope. Happiness for them is molesting children. So they will put the happiness in their life to do that. I'm going to tell y'all about a story. I moved down here to Virginia in 2013. When I first moved here to Virginia, I used to drive a cab. When I drove a cab, I used to have this account. And this woman said to me, "I like you. You're different. You just are different." She was an Asian lady. "You're different. I never met anybody like you. You're different, the way you think." And then one day when I picked her up, if I had one wish, she said, "I know you. You wish everyone in the world to be happy." And I said, "What an insult. But I don't understand." I said, "Do you know what happiness is to a person that likes to kill people? Do you know what happiness is to a child molester?" She said, "Oh, my God, that's why I love you. You think I don't understand how you – where do you come up with this? You think I would have never thought about that." Yeah. Happiness to people that are miserable and negative is misery. And when a man is fighting to be a father, that is what he's fighting. He's not fighting to be a father. He is fighting misery and negativity. If you listen to me thus far and you did not realize that, you aren't listening to me. Have a good day, y'all. Goodbye.